Provoking Armageddon. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. President Biden speaking to a Democrat Party fundraising event in New York City, warning the chance of nuclear catastrophe brought on by Russian President Putin's threat to use nuclear weapons in Ukraine is the highest it's been since the Cuban Missile Crisis. It was 60 years ago this month that Russia deployed nuclear-capable missiles to launch sites in Cuba, then removed them after a 35-day diplomatic standoff with the U.S. Sources telling Fox News federal investigators have completed their probe of Hunter Biden, and charges could be imminent.
Two sources with knowledge of the Hunter Biden investigation tell Fox federal agents have gathered enough evidence to bring multiple criminal charges against the president's son. It's now up to the U.S. attorney in Delaware, a Trump appointee, to decide whether or not to press charges. When asked for comment, Hunter Biden's attorney appeared to accuse the FBI of orchestrating the leak. Quote, it is a federal felony for a federal agent to leak information about a grand jury investigation such as this one.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. Republicans on the House GOP Oversight Committee posting on social media, this is just the tip of the iceberg. People with federal convictions for marijuana possession have been pardoned by President Biden.
No one should be in jail just for using or possessing marijuana. It's already legal in many states. And criminal records for marijuana possession have led to needless barriers to employment, to housing, to educational opportunities.
The president says federal laws against trafficking, marketing, and selling marijuana to underage users should remain in place. There's been another U.S. military strike in Syria, the second in less than 24 hours. A U.S. airstrike in northern Syria killing one of the top five ISIS leaders. A raid earlier in the day killed Wahid al-Shamri, an ISIS official known to smuggle weapons and fighters in support of ISIS operations. The Pentagon says no U.S. forces were injured in either action. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
More than a week after Hurricane Ian's landfall in southwest Florida, people are still being plucked from flooded homes.
Emergency rescues continue on Fort Myers Beach after Hurricane Ian. The Florida Task Force 2 rescue team confirms 40 people were evacuated off the island Wednesday, but more bodies are also being found. The task force is using 30 cadaver dogs to find more victims of the hurricane. They're now also using boats to search the waters surrounding Fort Myers Beach. This comes as 200,000 Floridians are still without power. Over 2.5 million have had their power restored. And after just 3 days of construction, Lee County and the state have completed a bridge connecting Pine Island to the mainland. Reporting in Fort Myers, Nate Foy, Fox News.
The number of confirmed U.S. deaths from Ian has now exceeded 192 of those in Florida. In Thursday night football, Stephon Gilmore batted away Russell Wilson's pass to Cortland Sutton in the end zone on a 4th-and-1 from the 5 to give the Indianapolis Colts a 12-9 overtime victory over the Denver Broncos. Attention, Sopranos fans. You want a piece of this?
How would you like to ride like a boss? A Cadillac Escalade driven by Tony Soprano in the HBO mob drama is up for sale. The white 2003 luxury SUV offered by Import One Motorsport in Pipersville, Pennsylvania has an asking price of $175,000, but the seller is open to other offers. According to documentation signed by the late James Gandolfini, the vehicle was featured in the final 3 seasons of the show. The Escalade has about 111,000 miles on it. It's fully loaded with leather trim, tri-zone climate control, and a Bose sound system. Gandolfini's signature is on the glove compartment door, the back of the driver's headrest, and on the driver's sun visor. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.